Hey, Dean Cortez here, and I'm on the line today with a very special guest, Brent Smith, who I guess you could say is somewhat of a legend in the seduction community and among dating coaches, because Brent was an early mentor to David D'Angelo, who went on to create the very successful Double Your Dating series, and Brent has worked very closely with David since then, speaking at many of his seminars. I guess you could say Brent is the guru's guru, in a sense. So, Brent, welcome to the program. And tell us about how you got involved in the community and became a dating guru.
Well, I mean, I knew David D'Angelo, you know, before he wrote Double Your Dating. So we were friends from way back. And, you know, we used to hang around socially. And he had always said, wow, you have such a great social life and such a great, you know, way with people and a great dating life. You know, I'm thinking about writing a book about this kind of stuff. And when I do, you know, certainly you've been an inspiration. And I would love to also have you come and speak at seminars if I start throwing them and the whole thing. And so, of course, all that happened. He wrote the book and it became very popular. And he started these seminars. And then he started inviting me to speak at them and recorded them and sent them out. And that was kind of the jump start of the career I didn't know I was going to have.
Very cool. So it sounds like you were what we call a natural. You were one of those guys that just had an amazing natural way with women. And I guess David D'Angelo would pick your brain and watch you in action. And some of that stuff got integrated into his book.
Well, I think there were several of us who were kind of inspirations for the book on top of all the things that he's studied. He's a brilliant guy. He reads a lot. He's, you know, he really researches. And so I think it was just a combination of all those things there. And, you know, he doesn't have a coaching program. Basically, he has the seminars and he has guest speakers and he interviews you on stage. I also did CD called Interviews with Dating Gurus, which went out to his list. And so I've been on several programs just kind of discussing, you know, my main philosophy about, you know, socializing and women and dating and relationships and so on. And that's kind of really, it just morphed from there into what it is today. It's grown organically. You know, I barely advertise. It's all word of mouth and a little bit on the internet and a lot from the David D'Angelo products that guys are still buying for the first time. You know, new guys are getting exposed to me as well as many other teachers out there.
And your website now is absolutepowerdating.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the company. That's the main, you know, sales page for my free newsletter and explaining my coaching program. And then I have another website called attracthotterwomen.com, which is my monthly podcast with Dave Mizrahi, which is a subscription-based podcast, which is really super popular as well.
Well, the subject of this program is dating younger women. And I'm wondering, is this a topic that your students often come to you about?
Sure. I mean, everybody wonders about it, you know. I mean, that seems to be a very alluring prospect to a lot of older guys. You know, it seems like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Oh, if I could only date, you know, younger girls in their 20s or whatever that is. So sure, comes up, definitely.
Well, we're going to cover the specific techniques a bit later on. But for right now, Brent, what is the overall mental attitude that an older guy needs to possess in order to get out there and start being more attractive to younger women?
The number one thing that guys need to do if they want to do that is believe that they can do it. It's all in your head. You know, what I tell my guys is there's obvious things, which would be, you know, it's always good to be in shape and eat right and exercise and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you don't know how to dress, you need to find some advice on having a good wardrobe and grooming and stuff like that. But that's all surface stuff. You know, it all begins in your head. The guys really, they want to do that. The biggest roadblock they have is they don't think it's possible because they think they're too old. You know, they're overweight. They think, well, what would she find interesting about me when she's, you know, got all this stuff that she has at her fingertips? They don't think they have a lot to offer. And that's the biggest roadblock to them being able to socialize and date younger women. They have to believe it's possible.
I think a lot of guys psych themselves out and say to themselves, well, there's just no way that a younger woman would be attracted to me. I'm just not cool enough or hip enough. But what I've learned is that there are reasons why younger women can be a lot more attracted to an older guy than to a guy her own age. So forgetting about money, because money does not play the big role in this that a lot of guys think it does, what are some of the qualities that a younger woman, say a 25-year-old, is going to go for in an older man? Let's say a guy who's in his 40s.
Life experience. They love life experience. Older men supposedly or supposed to know more about life because they've been through more. Older men may be a little bit classier, know about nicer things, and just be more worldly. And hopefully more confident. That isn't always the case, but that's, you know, one thing that's taken into consideration. I also have spoken to many younger women who say they have a fantasy of being with an older guy. The thing is that they don't find a lot of older guys who are confident enough to be with them.
That's so true. So, Brent, among the guys that you've observed and seen out there trying to do this, where are some of the areas in which men go wrong in their quest to attract younger women? How do they blow it?
Well, they use money and material objects and to try to impress them. They think that, you know, the older guy who doesn't have money thinks that the only way to get a younger woman, because he lacks a personality, is with money. You got to impress them. You got to take them to expensive dinners. You got to, you know, let them drive your Ferrari. You have to fly them around. You have to take them shopping and all that kind of stuff. And the interesting thing or the ironic thing is the older guys who have a lot of money who do that don't have great relationships with young women. They have a lot of young women around, but the women don't actually like them. They're just around for the things and the money. It's thinking that anything will entice them other than you. That's the biggest roadblock.
That is so true. You know, Brent, to shift gears for a minute, there's a bit of a stigma in our society, in Western society, that says that it's somehow wrong or inappropriate for an older guy to have a much younger wife or girlfriend. But overseas in other cultures, it's pretty typical, actually. Now, what's up with this stigma? You know, my theory is that women perpetuate this stigma, feminists, because they don't want to see guys dating out of their age. They want to see the older guys stick with the older women. I mean, let's be honest, if every guy out there in his 40s or 50s had the game and the confidence to go out there and date and marry women who were 20 or 15 or 10 years younger, there'd be a lot of women over the age of 30 who would have no options. You know what I mean? There would be no men left for them. What's your take on this?
Well, I certainly think that that's part of it. I think that, you know, being a woman, in your 30s and 40s, can have its disadvantages, and especially if you're over 40 and 50 and 60, you know, men, you know, are really attracted to that younger woman. So I think that's part of it, that they keep it like that. I just think it's an old notion that hasn't evolved. I think in this day and age, if two people connect, relationships are in such a bad place right now, the way we do it, that any two people who get together should be happy about that. And people should be happy for them if they get along, no matter what the age is.
I totally agree with that. So a lot of guys are probably wondering right now about the specific openers they should use, the tactics they should use to actually start conversations with younger women. But you always say inner game comes first. So tell me how you get your guys in the right mindset for success.
You know, I always encourage men to visualize, you know, visualize, fantasize, daydream, however, whatever you want to call it. But you really have to visualize already having the life that you want before you can have it. So, you know, a lot of guys will sit around and they tell themselves this story, or they visualize, or they go over and over again in their mind about, like, how it's not going to work, what happened last time when they got shot down socially, how they've already tried to go up and talk to some women, some younger women, and women blew them off. And they just keep perpetuating this story. What they've got to do is change the story in their minds. So they've got to change the way they look at things, and then the things they look at will all change. They also have to feel that they deserve it. You know, there's a lot of that. I mean, you know, this is all in your head, all of it. None of it has to do with anything on the outside. It's all on the inside. So it's all the work they really have to do first is the mind work. They have to, you know, give up this attachment to outcome. They have to feel they deserve it. They have to believe that they can have it. And then they have to visualize already having it and what that looks and feels like. That's a good beginning.
Okay. My next question for you is, how can guys start developing a more youthful appearance, a more youthful presence that younger women are going to respond to?
Well, you know, I think that you should, you know, read younger magazines, go to the bookstore, find out, you know, maybe enlist a personal shopper. Any of the big department stores have it. I think I want to caution, you know, older guys not to dress too young for your age, because everything you do should have a little bit of class to it as an older guy, even if it's hip. I would say, you know, you just don't want to go too young. So you're 40 trying to look 20. You know, but there are so many resources out there online or at the magazine stand or personal shopper, image consultants. You can get a lot of that, you know, information. You can also, like I said to begin with, is, you know, open these magazines that have fashion for younger guys. Even GQ's good. And I would say grooming tips, you know, I mean, being well-groomed is great. You know, guys should always I tell them they should definitely keep the eyebrows done and make sure that you don't have hair in your ears and in your nose and all that kind of stuff. You could just get some easy grooming tools or, you know, have someone do it and just keep your body looking good if you can, within reason. I mean, you know, there are guys out there who have a lot of issues around that too. And yeah, you've got to look at your body and you've got to say, okay, you know, I got hair growing out of my ears, hair growing out of my nose, I've got back hair, just take care of it. You know, and the interesting thing is I see a lot of guys who have a lot of money who don't do any of that. It's like they're scared to go to the place where it happens, where someone can, like, either, you know, they can shave that hair on their back or get it waxed or whatever and have their eyebrows done a little bit or something, so at least they look presentable. They just don't, you know, they just don't care.
Yeah, it's so true. Grooming is so essential. And, you know, guys, remember, women are usually shorter than you are. When you converse with them, they're looking up at you and they're seeing those nose hairs. And nose hairs are so nasty. Just take care of it. Get your grooming in order. It's easy to do. So, Brent, moving on, what are some venues that older guys should start considering as far as places to meet and get to know younger women?
You know, I always tell guys, get on Google or your favorite search engine, and you want to type in search words like hip, chic, modern, boutique, all these cool words in front of club, hotel, bar, lounge, and that will give you kind of a list of, and then put your city in, of course, and then it'll give you kind of a list of what's happening in your city, where, you know, you should have a description of what type of crowd happens there. You can also, again, go to the bookstore where they have a magazine stand and look for the lifestyle magazines that pertain to your city. So in Los Angeles, it would be Los Angeles Magazine. There's Angelino. In Miami, it would be Ocean Drive, which is a very hip magazine. And you just got to look through these places for where, you know, the younger set hangs out. And I actually like going where there's a mix of younger and older, but that's every hip spot. So you really get a lot of use out of the word hip and chic, you know, because that's where you're going to find those younger people, especially the young, beautiful people.
Yeah, that's very solid advice. I also wanted to ask you, are there any specific openers or approaches or conversational techniques that you would use with a younger woman as opposed to a woman your own age?
Well, you know, I think everything's universal that I teach. It doesn't matter what you're going after, or not what you're going after, but what you want, it's all going to be universal. You know, I don't believe in men pursuing women at all, so I don't teach it. I teach men to have an attractive personality so women pursue them. So I would say men have to change the reason they go out. You should be going out to meet a lot of people and to have fun. You shouldn't be going out to get phone numbers, get dates, get married, or get laid. You should be going out to give, not to get. And I know that's a very backwards concept in this day and age with all these teachers out there teaching, you know, you've got to get laid and you've got to get the girl. None of that is relevant any longer. Not in my opinion. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in the long run. I'm always the kind of person who's teaching guys to go out and just have a great time and meet people and give off this energy that you don't want anything from them. When people can tell that you don't want anything from them, they'll give you everything you want.
That's smart advice, definitely. Now, what I see with a lot of guys, especially older guys who want to approach younger women at the bars and the nightclubs, they're so worried about what to say first that they never even bother to make the approach. And in my opinion, it's not so much about the first thing that comes out of your mouth, it's what do you follow it up with? What do you talk about? How do you coach guys on this?
Well, I mean, that's the thing they worry about is what to say next after they say the first thing. So I just keep it very simple. I don't teach anyone how to use lines in routines, pick up things. I'm not interested in that. You know, I keep it very simple. I think having normal conversations with people is the key. So I like asking questions. So I teach guys to kind of, you know, as they're socializing, what you want to do is you don't want to be like every other guy, because a woman is an expert at being hit on. You got to remember that. And guys just are oblivious to that because they're so nervous and they're so worried about getting something that they just figure, well, you know, I'm just going to go up and give it a shot. It's a numbers game. So instead of that, go up and don't cause them to become defensive like they usually are. And it's not their fault. It's our fault. But cause them to lower their defenses. Show them and convey to them that you're a cool guy. So go up and ask a question. So I really teach guys to go up and say things like, what's going on? How are you guys doing tonight? What's happening? Cheers. Where are you guys from? You know, just normal questions. And then if you ask the right questions and are a good listener, they will tell you everything else that you need to talk about. And if you are relaxed and cool and you're not trying to push anything, women will not stop talking. You'll have to actually end the conversation and leave first.
I agree with that. But, you know, I see a lot of guys get involved in conversations and what they fail to do is escalate. There's no forward momentum. It's just chit-chat, you know, trying to hold on to this girl's attention for as long as they can, but eventually her interest fizzles out because he's not taking the conversation to the next level.
Well, I always keep everything very social. So I might say, when I'm teaching guys, you know, leave the conversation first. If you can, always leave the conversation first. And the way you can leave it is don't worry about that moment that's coming up where you can get a number or ask her to leave with you. Just have a conversation. In fact, I tell guys, practice having a conversation and ending the conversation and moving on without any other result. And get yourself used to not wanting anything from them, because then you're going to be a lot more relaxed and the conversation is going to go in the direction that you want towards the end of it, so that the opportunity opens up for you to say, you know, what are you guys doing later tonight? And they say, oh, I don't know, what are you up to? And you go, well, we're going over to a couple of clubs or a couple of parties. You know, you guys are welcome to join us if you'd like. Just text me and I'll let you know what's happening. I mean, what I'm always teaching guys to do is give out their contact info, but not draw a lot of attention to it. So, you know, ask social questions. You can steer the conversation in any direction that you want by asking questions. So once you get over, you know, where are you from? What's on the agenda for tonight? Where are you guys off to? Oh, we might go here. They're always going to ask you the same question. And if they don't, you can just say, well, we're going to go here and go there. And we're going to this party. You guys are welcome to stop by if you want. Just text me and I'll let you know how it is. And that's kind of the under the radar way of giving out your information. And then, you know, she's in charge of reaching out to you.
All right, let's move along to dating. Let's say the guy meets the younger girl, gets her phone number, calls her up, invites her out, and they have their first date. How should a guy play the first date with a younger woman? I think a lot of guys, their tendency is going to be to wine and dine her, which is probably the wrong move.
I don't advise them to have a first date. I don't advise them to date at all. I think dating's also irrelevant. I think dating is just old style. Doesn't work anymore. There is no place that the two of you should be getting together after you've met the first time in public other than her place or your place, period. There's no need for it. There's a need for it if you want to keep chasing her and have her keep putting you off and you want to create that scenario where you are never in control. I mean, that's the slippery slope. Guys go out, hey, let's go out for a date. And then they do think, hey, I gotta take her out someplace, because I'm older, you know, I got to take her out someplace really expensive to show her why I'm better than the younger guys. And I got to spend $300 and I got to buy the champagne. I got, you know, the problem with that scenario, okay, is that what happens after a guy does that is usually at the end of the night, after all that impressing and all that talking nonstop about himself and what he owns and what he has, is that she says, oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go home. Why don't you drop me off or whatever? So he drops her off. He gets a kiss on the cheek. And then she texts me and comes over to my apartment. I've been laying on my couch all night doing nothing. You spend the money and give the gifts and pursue, and I get the sex. Which guy do you want to be? The idea here is that you don't need to impress them. Stop getting their phone numbers. You don't need to do any of that. It's no longer relevant. The first step to that working is believe that what I'm telling you is true. The moment that you believe what I'm telling you is true, all of it will start happening. You'll give your number out, a woman will text you, and she'll come directly over to your place. There will be no dating. There will be no money spent. Nothing. You don't have to do any of that. It's a complete waste of time.
That's a really interesting approach. It's a pretty bold strategy. Never date them at all, really. Just escalate it right off the bat. So what is the trick for getting them to meet you at your place when you've only met them one time before?
It's never really a trick, okay, because that's not what I'm about. But it's kind of like, you know, she texts you and says, hey, what's up, John? You know, what's going on? Nice to meet you the other night. Hey, cool. How are you? What's going on? You know, and she goes, hey, well, should we get together? Or maybe you even mentioned, so I suppose you want to get together. And she says, yeah, that would be great. And then I just say, you know, cool. I think the guy needs to say, you know, cool, what night works for you? And then I offer, like, I may be available Tuesday or Thursday, whatever nights I'm available. And she says, great, I'd be available Thursday. Cool. Let's meet at my place at 8 for wine, for some wine, and then we'll see where the night takes us. The idea is that you just want to make it, if she's comfortable with you, okay, she'll come over to your place. If she's not comfortable with you, then who you were the night you met her was someone who's pursuing and someone who gave off the wrong energy. So you have to stick to your guns and don't get talked into going out. This isn't the thing about, I'm not a cheap guy, okay? I'm a very classy guy. None of that, they don't want you to do any of that. The only reason they agree to do it is because no one gives them a different scenario. That's the reason they agree to go out to dinner and let you spend $300 and then kiss you on the cheek that night, because they don't need anyone else who does anything different. So, you know, even if she says, well, you know, I was thinking that we'd meet for dinner. I thought maybe dinner would be cool. And then, you know, what I always say is, no, you know what? I've been out all week. I just kind of feel like staying in and having some wine. But that's cool. No worries. Reach out to me in a couple weeks, and, you know, maybe we'll put something together. And so I know that what I'm telling you is complete opposite of what everyone else tells you, and I know that for a guy to say that, he has to not fear loss, and he has to have a tremendous amount of confidence and just be completely indifferent to the outcome. But that's what I'm telling you works. That is the level that's way beyond chasing younger women and having a bunch of them around and because they like the fact that you have a big house and a big boat and you buy them $300 bottles of champagne. This is about women, beautiful, smart, younger women liking you for you and chasing you, not chasing your money, not chasing your car, and knowing at every moment that the woman is around you because she likes you. Really likes you, not because she's trying to figure out what she can get from you.
Definitely. Now, let's say this guy does play his cards right. He hooks up with her. And now this guy, let's say he's 40 years old, and he has this hot, sexy 25-year-old girlfriend. Now, the problem I see a lot of guys run into at this point is the guy will revert back to his former wussy self. He'll always be trying to placate his girlfriend and you know, giving her gifts, trying to please her, because he doesn't want to lose her. He does not want to screw this thing up now that he has this hot younger girlfriend. What do you think?
Well, first of all, stop worrying about keeping her. You got to be completely indifferent. That's why I keep saying you've got to start it right from the beginning. You've got to be a certain kind of person. everything I teach is not to be used as a technique. The moment you use it as a technique, you go right back down the road of being the pursuer and not being able to keep her and having to keep her interested in order to keep her around, having to continue to chase her and call her six times before she calls you back and talk her into going out and, you know, and find out where she is. And that's a freaking horrible life to live. Why would you want to do that? I mean, this is very simple. It doesn't take a lot of hard work. In fact, it takes hardly any work physically. The only work you have to do is the work on your mind. That's why I keep going back to this. If it's who you are and not something you do, none of the stuff that you're talking about happens any longer. None of it. Women don't, like, not want to see you. They don't, like, you don't have to keep them interested. They're chasing you all day long. You never even have to pick up a phone. They just keep texting you, asking if they can come over for sex, asking if they can buy you stuff, even if you're rich. This is a whole nother level. So don't use it as a technique, and then you won't have to worry about falling off the wagon. In other words, this has to be a consistent lifestyle for you. This has to be you consistently. You can't just, like, do whatever it takes to get them interested and have them as a girlfriend and then, like, go back to what you were doing and expect that to work. You're just creating more work for yourself. And, you know, that's – and I also ask guys, you know, explore the reason why you want what you say that you want. So do you want a hotter 22-year-old so that you look good in front of other men, or is it really for you? Is it just to massage your ego? You know, you have to kind of explore that too.
True, true. Another scenario that I see with guys is that they'll use a program like this to go out there, start meeting women, doing much better than before, but they'll meet a girl pretty quickly, and then they'll want to lock that girl down. They'll want to make that girl their girlfriend and take her off the market before another guy can snatch her up, you know? So what's your advice to guys? When they're learning and developing these kinds of skills and this new mindset, should they date around and play the field for a while?
Yes, absolutely. Variety is the spice of life. You see, if you live a certain kind of lifestyle, you never, ever, ever have to make a decision on just one. It doesn't even exist anymore. You can have whatever you want, anytime you want, for as long as you want, until you're 80, 90 years old, if that's what you choose. So I suggest that guys don't settle for less than what they want, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, don't always think you have to have more and better. But don't settle for, like, you know, a woman treating you like crap or being dramatic or high maintenance or stuff, which you caused to begin with. It's, you know, part of it, you have to take some responsibility for that. But once you find out that's happening, don't stay in it, you know, and don't say, well, I've got to be, you know, this girl's so hot that, and man, my friends think I'm so cool. And when I go out and we go out to dinner, guys, other guys stare at me and are jealous. So, and she looks good in my car. So I'm just going to put up with the drama and the psycho-ness and all this other stuff. And life is just too short to do that. And the truth is that if you changed your energy, you wouldn't be attracting women like that in the first place. You'd be attracting the same caliber of woman, beautiful, smart, great body, fit, healthy, except they'd all be marriage material, and you'd have like 14 or 15 of them around at all times, year after year after year after year, and it will never, ever end. So you can decide to date 25 of them, or you can decide to marry one of them.
So you're telling guys they should play the field and have these experiences, but what about when women ask you about your status? A common question a woman will ask you when they first get to know you is, you know, so are you seeing anybody? Or they'll ask you, so why don't you have a girlfriend? How do you respond to a question like that?
Yeah, while you're single, you should be certainly playing the field, and you should be honest about the fact that you're doing that. So when you're asked, of course I have a lot of girlfriends. What's your point? I'm not married. Why wouldn't I? What am I supposed to do, sit in my living room and wait for Mrs. Wright to walk past my couch?
Yeah, that's true. So what do you say when a woman asks you, so are you seeing anybody?
I say, you know, I see a lot of people. I have a lot of different relationships with a lot of people.
Really? And women appreciate that type of just straight up honest answer?
Absolutely. And if they say, well, do you believe in being with one person? I said, you know, I think there's something for everybody. And I'm with a lot of the right people. I just, right now, for me, this is a choice. You know, my lifestyle is my choice. You can also tell this other kind of truth if it's the truth for you, which is, hey, listen, you know, my life is really busy right now. I've got a lot on my plate. And the only thing I'm capable of is a physical relationship with women right now. Still interested? It's amazing what happens when you don't care anymore. When you completely lost interest in women, it's amazing what you can say, which is the truth now for you. And they'll all sign on to the program.
So do you have any stories about younger women that your students have successfully hooked up with or that you've dated in the past and how you got them?
Yeah, I have a lot of clients who definitely, I've certainly done it hundreds and hundreds of times and maybe thousands of times in the past. You know, I'm just me. I'm just being who I am. I have a great energy about me. I'm not trying to get anything from anyone. And I also believe that anything's possible. And I don't believe age is an issue at all. So even if a woman were to say something to me about my age, listen, I don't defend it. I go, yeah, I am. And sometimes I'll just say, you know what? I'm probably a little bit too old for you if I'm just kidding around with them. And they'll go, what do you mean? And I go, well, I think I'm too old for you. And so they'll try to justify why I'm not too old for them. That's a fun little thing to do. But I mean, I'm just having fun. I'm not trying to trip them and manipulate them. All I'm doing is just having fun. My guys have success with women of all ages, no matter what, because they don't view any of them as different. They view them all as the same. Every situation is pretty much the same when you are consistently the same person. So it really, again, is not a technique. It's who you come in as. It's the energy that you have. And young women, you know, older women, it doesn't matter. It affects them all the same. They're all interested in finding out who you are. Let me just give you a quick example of why that is, okay?
Great, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I have this thing that I teach called being the mayor, okay, which is being the mayor. And it's about walking into any social situation and just kind of taking over the place, walking around, talking to people. And it's not about, like, overselling yourself and asking for votes. It's really just walking around and having very short conversations with people and then moving on. So you walk up to a group and you say, hey, guys, what's going on? Cheers. How are you doing? Could be a group of guys and girls. I don't care what the ages are. It doesn't matter. And they say, oh, we're doing great. How are you? I'm doing cool. So where are you guys all from? You know, they say blah, blah, blah. They tell you. And you say, great. They'll say, where are you from? You go, oh, I'm from Los Angeles or wherever you're from. And I'm Brent, by the way. And everyone introduces themselves, and then you say, well, cool, listen, it's been great chatting with you. I'm going to move on and talk to some more people, but I'll probably run into you later. And you just keep doing that around the room, okay? And then people will come find you, and people are just all over you because you don't care. The reason that that works is that in any social situation, any room full of people, every person in that room has issues, okay? Every person in that room doesn't know how to get rid of their issues, whatever their issues are. And everyone in that room wishes they knew. So when they meet someone like you who has it handled and is completely carefree and indifferent but very nice and friendly and doesn't want anything, you're being the kind of person that everybody in that room wants to be. So they're drawn to you like a magnet. Everybody wants to know how you do it. They want to be next to you. Girls will come up and ask for your phone number, ask you out. They want to have sex with you. Guys are buying you drinks. People will say to you, you have the best energy. I mean, I just feel so comfortable around you. I just feel like I can be myself. And you see where this leads, right? It leads to girls saying, you don't have to. Escalation isn't even an issue. Because when someone feels comfortable around you, and they want to be who you are because you're inspiring them that you can get rid of all of your issues and live this carefree life. That's powerful.
Yeah, that is extremely powerful. So before we wrap this up, Brent, where can our listeners go to find out more about your products and your programs?
Well, they can go to absolutepowerdating.com and sign up for my free newsletter. And they can find out about my coaching. I have three or four coaching programs right now. I have a phone coaching program and some live coaching programs, one-on-one and group coaching on the weekends and for one evening. And you also get information on all my upcoming stuff. And then I have another website called AttractHotterWomen.com, which is a monthly subscription podcast. And it's very popular. It's an online forum that's really positive, and it's been going great. We've got a lot of we interview guests, other guest teachers. We answer questions. We talk about all the topics that guys want to know about, emotional and social and relationships and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Brent. Those are my questions for you. Fantastic interview. I think it's going to help a lot of our listeners recalibrate their attitude towards dating younger women. So, again, Brent, thank you.
My pleasure.